Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and I've been on Audrey Russo's show for years. I want to tell you, you'll be making a bad mistake if you don't tune in to Audrey Russo every time she's on the air.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo and you're listening to Real Talk. The CCP has instituted a digital communist system. They control their population's complete lives. It's like 1984 digitized. Is that cybernated idea going viral? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Diana West is the author of several best-selling books, including The Death of the Grown-Up, How America's Arrested Development is Bringing Down Western Civilization, and American Betrayal, The Secret Assault on Our Nation's Character. And she's the author of the new bestseller, The Red Thread, A Search for Ideological Drivers Inside the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. Diana has also been a columnist for the Washington Times, Scripps Howard News Service, and United Media, and she can be read at the Daily Caller. Diana is also a popular analyst and contributor on both radio and TV. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Diana West. Hey, so great
hey.
It's great to have you back with us, Diana.
It's great to be with you as always.
So we finally got to see some, very little, but some of the 40,000 plus hours of video from January 6th. The sidebar here, that belongs to the people, by the way. But anyway, nobody seems to care about that. What was your reaction to whatever's been revealed so far?
This is an amazing story that should keep growing and gaining more and more attention, because it's not just what we're seeing or have seen so far on Tucker Carlson. The reaction is completely lunatic, insane, danger button, you know, panic button pushing
right?
by the entire swamp. And it's kind of revived the swamp. It's gotten them as crazy as they ever were when Trump was in office. And that's saying something. Yeah. And I'm referring, of course, to the reaction against Tucker Carlson for specifically showing security camera footage that was recorded inside the Capitol.
Right.
As you mentioned, belongs to us. Those are our cameras, our footage, our Capitol, our house. And the powers that be on both sides of the aisle and
right.
the entire Unimedia party, it's all one, they are going into major dangerous meltdown, targeting Tucker Carlson.
Right.
And Fox, of course, but it's Tucker. They are out for blood. And it reminds me, Audrey, you know, that the last time I saw this lunacy in Washington, where you see them going to the well of the Senate, like Chuck Schumer, or you know, Mittens Romney rides again. I mean, this is so horrible. But it's also, you know, so electrifying, because you say, wow, we know we're over the target here. But the last time this really happened in that this particular format was, if you remember back to, I'm going to say early 2018, and I might be a little off, when we were about to get that four-page memo declassified by President Trump from the Nunes Committee that revealed that the weaponized DC intelligence governmental swamp had used the FISA courts to spy on the Trump campaign and Trump presidency, that four-page memo that laid it all out. This was the last time I've seen the level of insanity. That one had a big Putin aspect to it, and I haven't heard that yet. Because that was supposed to be a bouquet for Putin, if you remember Nancy Pelosi. So we'll see if they go back to that part of their repertoire. But right now, this absolute targeting of Tucker for literally showing the American people security footage from inside the Capitol is truly a moment for us all to take stock of.
Yeah. You know, that was withheld also from the J6 prisoners, and there was exculpatory evidence, and they kept it from, all of these things are unconstitutional. It's amazing how they just completely dismiss the Constitution. But I'm not going to lay this all on the Democrats. I'll explain why. I mean, because of course we know that the Democrats are, and I agree with Jason Whitlock, they're a satanic party by policy, by platform, by action, by rhetoric, as far as I'm concerned. But I've said it, and I'm going to keep saying it, I indict the Republican Party with these revelations.
Oh, they're worse. They're worse. They pretend
to
be all pious and pie in the apple pie, pious and apple pie. But they are just as satanic. They just wear more...
They're worse.
You know, darker suits, or what have you. I mean, this is absolutely the what has people have to start grasping. But yes, I don't mean to cut off your point, the Republicans are responsible. And it goes right back to the stolen election of 2020.
Yeah.
The Republican Party went AWOL. Republicans went AWOL. And when we were about to have that move toward an audit of the election on January 6th, this is when we get the Fedsurrection, that we're finally seeing the footage from the inside that shows that this was completely a setup and a frame-up of the American people and the defendants. Now we've got 100 languishing, up to 2 years now in pretrial detention without having been able to see their families, without having access to due process. Many of them have been literally tortured.
Yes.
We have a man named Ryan Sansu who lost an eye in a beating. I mean, this is so outrageous. And here we are with this, you know, the Republican Party still holding this, you know, the key to keeping the lid on it. However, may I put, you know, a hat tip to Speaker McCarthy, whom you and I have called Squeaker McCarthy because it was so hard for him to get elected. But one of the pieces of his election, of course, was this promise that he would get this 44,000, they're saying, 44,000 hours of security camera footage to the American people. Now, he's gotten it to Tucker, and it also, I understand, is now available to defense attorneys of the defendants.
Now, could you imagine now after some of them were already...
Now.
With a
disgrace. And could I read a tweet from Sidney Powell?
Please do.
Who pointed out, in light of all of these releases, she says, this is very important. Every J6 prisoner should be released on personal recognizance or minimal bond right now due to the government's Brady violations.
Yes.
In other words, this withheld exculpatory evidence that's in all these cameras, the government's Brady violation should require reversal of probably every single conviction.
Absolutely. This is, and I don't know if you were able to hear, but I'm going to put this up for the listeners. that my friends Donna Fiducia and Don Nguyen had arranged for General Vowley to speak with at least four of those behind bars that are veterans. Okay, mm-hmm. We have veterans yes. there. I don't know if there's many veterans
yes.
behind bars. And I have to say that I would almost, with everything I'm seeing, it's not really a conspiracy theory to think that maybe they had targeted these men because they were veterans. What do you think?
Yes. I think that they naturally yeah. will sweep up veterans because so many of our great patriots happen to be veterans.
Yeah. Yeah,
right? I exactly. mean, that's just a true statement. Yeah, right. And look at the man they call the QAnon shaman. He's a Navy veteran.
He's a Navy veteran. Yeah.
Jacob Chansley. And he, of course, was featured on Tucker's show. And that man is now serving 4 years in prison for this basically curated, Capitol Hill Police curated a peaceful stroll through the Capitol, yeah. which we have now seen on national television, which is, now we have to get to this idea that why are they blowing up? And this is where they lose control of the narrative. Now, you and I know about these things. Yeah. We know that yeah. Jacob Chansley, QAnon Shannon, so-called, was peaceable. We know that so many of the stories we know about Officer Sicknick's real cause of death was not a Trump supporter. You know, yeah. we know these things, but never before has it gone to the level of a national platform like the Tucker Carlson Show, which is a very successful cable show. Right. I think it's one of the most successful, if not the most successful show on television, right. cable television, and probably all television.
Right.
So this to them is losing control of their ability to constantly lie to the American people and say there was an insurrection on January 6th, a violent insurrection on January 6th, which they have staged. They yes. have staged it
yes.
and reinforced that. And here we have, oh my goodness, more footage, more information. That cannot be. And you have people like Schumer to the Republican rhinos and all of the media now calling him out as a danger to democracy.
Think about that. That statement is absurd. They really think that Americans are stupid. They don't think we'd understand what they're doing is the threat to any form of democracy, and yet they're trying to say that him exposing the lies, their lies. I mean, so what did they do? What was their reaction? Instead of some compunction about what they've done, they double down.
They double down. And, you know, I think the key for everybody when you're watching at home,
right.
when they say he's a danger to democracy, all you have to do is replace the democracy word with dictatorship.
Right.
He's a danger to dictatorship. Showing the truth to the American people imperils their hold on dictatorship, not
exactly.
democracy. So that's where you have to just understand they've just changed the language.
Yes.
And that is a true thing. I'm almost not kidding at all. It's actually the way you can really understand what they're truly saying in their code. And it's just an outrage. But I will say that I was a little taken aback by the violence of their assault on Tucker. I just
yeah,
I thought it would sort of be dismissed, or I mean obviously be dismissed, but I thought they would probably let it go by. But then I realized, you know what? It's that important. And I had a little anecdotal right. proof of that. A friend was telling me that she was in the local, you know, little mini mart, and the lady behind the counter could hardly wait to come over her and whisper to her, because she can't talk politics in the store, "Did you see what was on Tucker?" And what we realized was that she's somebody who just doesn't have access to the kind of media and social media and you know, your shows and all of these important information sources outside their control. She does not have that access, and
right.
she was staggered by it because it totally confounded her and contradicted everything that her crummy local paper tells her. And I know that crummy paper, and it's just runs New York Times and Washington Post wire copy. That's
yeah.
where America is. So right. this is big, and they know it.
They know it, and they're terrified, because they never, Schumer would never have done that, nor the CCP helper monkey McConnell. He wouldn't have done it either. That they spoke.
Cocaine Mitch.
Yes, Cocaine Mitch. You're so funny. And yeah, they would never have come out and say, but they are afraid. They're afraid because they're being exposed. And my prayer is that they find no place to hide.
Well, let's hope Tucker unrolls a whole lot more footage. I mean,
this he needs to do that because
he needs to do that.
Two nights is not going to do it. Not for me.
I noticed, you know, not that I'm getting my news on Twitter these days, but I've mentioned it once before. But my second mention of Twitter is Cheryl Atkinson, the very notable television journalist, was former CBS, but, you know, tremendous independent journalist. She is concerned because she said that she noticed that on night two of what's supposed to be the January 6th tapes, we did not get any more tape from Tucker Carlson. Monday night was fantastic. Tuesday night was kind of a holding pattern. Yeah. And so we have to see more tape from Tucker's show to really understand this, and also to be confident that he has not come under some kind of terrible pressure that is thwarting his mission to tell the truth, because we want to support that mission, and we want him to know that we support his mission.
Absolutely, and we should tell him we're looking forward to more.
We're looking for it.
But we need to, again, let the Republican Party, who has been exposed by this, that all this time they have been silent, and they knew all of this. They had access to it. They knew what the truth was, and they stayed silent to benefit themselves, which
is a
loathsome lot as far as I'm concerned.
It's absolutely 100% across the board. And that is a story not to lose sight of, because it's not as if these images are a revelation to anyone with access to this information in political and journalism circles. And I don't mean access to the footage. I mean access to the information.
Right.
I already know all of this, and there's so much more to know, but it's what I'm trying to say is that the lies have been exposed by so many citizen journalists, so many fantastic defense attorneys, so many of the victims, the defendants, and their families. I mean, there is so much information, grassroots information out there, if you know and are interested in finding it, that this is not a news story, and these people at the top have been sitting on it, the Uniparty.
Yes.
And so they should not be excused from this, and they should not be allowed to, no one should imagine that this is in any way breaking news for those people, for the Uniparty elites, the swamp, the journalists. They've been sitting on this, and that's part of why, and maybe mostly why, they are screaming in agony over its release.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're not finished. The people aren't finished yet.
No.
Well, you wrote a great piece on this. Would you tell us how the Ukraine is being used to give us digital IDs that are similar to what China has?
Yes. This is another one of these. Well, it's brought to you by the same people who lied about January 6th. They're the same people who lie about Ukraine and have convinced America that we have to send our last penny and our children soon, it seems, to that war. Ukraine, I think we have to understand that I think most people do now. We are manipulated with every public event. Every media event, everything that rises to the level of mainstream media is a manipulated and not an organic event. And so when we look at any story of the day, but take the Ukraine war, we are not looking at two armies fighting over something for an end, a goal. Right. If that were really the case, honestly, we would have had peace conferences galore, and this thing would have been settled, and someone would have got a little bit of this, and someone would have gotten a little bit of that. Obviously, there's other pieces in play here. What I've been concerned all along with war fever, which if you remember, they let us take our masks off, right? The end of COVID, so we could all pick up Ukrainian flags. they took down the Fauci signs in Northern Virginia and replaced them with Ukrainian flags, right?
Right.
So this was the synchronicity that shows you there's fakery going on, but there were always other things in play. And we saw out of this conflict, we've already seen tremendous stress on the world's food supply, energy, commerce, cold, hunger. I mean, these are the big stories coming out of this war and the sanctions and the absolute interruption of trade that has been, I think, one of the primary reasons for this conflict. Another one happens to be all of the digitization that we've been learning about, learning to fear, that have been coming down the pike toward us. And this would be things like vaccine passports, digital ID, digital currency. Well, it turns out, and this happens in wars, certainly from the 20th century forward, wars are periods of destruction out of which these perverts that lead these wars create their horribly destructive new societies. This is what they do. They tear up countries and people and break things and destroy things. In the Ukrainian case, what we're seeing is this warp speed. I don't want to use the warp speed because that's the horrible Trump vaccine term, but this acceleration of the digitization of life itself, using Ukraine as the laboratory. And this has been a constant accompaniment to whatever the battle is that you see in the newspapers. Less well covered is this fast and very successful, innovative, it feels like, you know, they're in Silicon Valley, not a war zone, to create a digital transformation of Ukraine. They even have a department of digital transformation, a ministry of digital transformation. And what this is doing is it's leading the world. It's leading the world in getting us to a place where our entire lives, all of our data, our privacy, our voting, our banking, everything is going to be on a phone. This is their idea of our media, you know. The Ukrainian media has complete censorship. They've closed all kinds of opposition media. Everything will be a government-controlled bit or app. And this is something that the United States and Ukraine have been, quote, and the World Economic Forum have been, quote, partnering on the entire time you think the country's being destroyed and blown to smithereens.
Right.
So it's a very serious story, and I would really recommend, and I'll send you the link, a very marvelous report on how this has been done by Redacted News. I was very impressed with it, and it kind of, I've been watching the story sort of piecemeal and been concerned, but Dan Cohen is the name of the reporter. He put together a really nice report on all of the different programs that are clearly owe everything to being in a state of war to this rapid accomplishment. And the problem, of course, is for us is that it will come here. This is a pilot program.
Yes.
So that's kind of what's going on in Ukraine underneath the headlines of, you know, blood and guts. How could you have blood and guts and then at the same time be doing this massive high-tech transformation of a country? It's obviously, one is a cover for the other, right?
Well, exactly.
So, yeah.
We knew so much was going on over there that had nothing to do with a war that we have. We have nothing to do there. There's no American interest.
None.
There's so many. They're hiding things in Washington. That's disgusting. But I want to jump over across the pond. So the Brits are, I understand, doing in-house investigations concerning their own behavior during the scamdemic. I guess it will be just like the investigations in Rotherham, when basically no police were indicted or disciplined for failing to take seriously the thousands of white English girls who had reported being gang raped by these groomers.
Yes.
And is this a conflict of interest is being ignored here, I guess, right?
Right. Well, you know, it's similar to what is going on here. I understand. I don't know if they've started. Maybe they've started. They seem so meaningless to me. But this idea of finding the origins of COVID-19, so-called, it's the same kind of act of deflection from vaccine industry in injury and death. How about an investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 quote-unquote vaccine? I mean, this is the problem, not the so-called virus. I mean, right, this is where, you know, you kind of start losing your mind at a certain point because there's so much emphasis on what is irrelevant to the state of death and despair and injury, which even in my own small community, I am well aware of among those who had the misfortune to become vaccinated and are suffering or have died. But there's a lot of suffering going on and people who cannot work. Now, in England, you've got some kind of an investigation going on in at the highest levels. And what I posted on my website was a very good letter from a wonderful former policeman who is making the point that indeed the foxes are investigating the foxes in the hen house. It's absolutely circular and pointless. There can be absolutely no redress or reckoning when you have this kind of fake investigation. It's like one of these blue ribbon panels that do nothing. It's insulting. And it's what he is describing and must be done is a criminal investigation. We have death and dismemberment and maiming and harm, and we have an agent of that harm, and we have people who force that agent to create that harm. We have criminal behavior, criminal activity, and in Britain here, and it has to be investigated if anything is to be done about it. And so instead, you see these elites, the same people who are trying to shut up Tucker Carlson and censor Tucker Carlson against our own constitutional law, you have these same people staging these kinds of fake investigations. And it's very discouraging. You know, it's you know, where does it go? And then meanwhile, the other big related story out of England was WhatsApp texts, you know, not being released to the public, that show that the health minister and other officials were fully aware that they were able to frighten people with talk of a quote variant, and were right. Using such talk to enforce their state of ecstasy, meaning the lockdown. This is what they wanted to do. They wanted to lock down and destroy the economy,
right.
And they needed to frighten people. And you see texts now in the media that actually put that in the starkest terms. It's really quite shocking. And then meanwhile, just one more point, which I think is relevant, you're starting to see pop-up memorials. I saw an amazing one in the south of France where people put up memorials with pictures of the vaccine killed. Just picture goes mm-hmm. going down a sidewalk. I believe it was in Nice, France, and people walking up and looking at the faces of their loved ones. And this is reality. You know, this is reality, but not mm-hmm. at the elite level. It's all at the grassroots level. We're fine. We're good. We know what we need to do
right.
when we get our information. But our obstacle and our tormentor is the elite class.
Yeah,
it's absolutely astonishing. Doesn't matter which party.
No,
for the most part.
Yeah, it's similar
with some exceptions. Yeah,
it's very similar. And that's never happened. In at least modern history, where we've seen this kind of coordination of
global.
Yes, absolutely, and it's disturbing, but we're aware of it, so that's the good news, you know.
Yeah.
The first step is that it's been exposed, so now it's up to us whether we're going to do something. So, Americans, it's time to do something, and just like they did in the founding. The people did it. We're going to have to do it. Diana, where can the listeners follow and support your brilliant work and purchase your books, including The Red Thread? Where can they do that?
They can do that at my website, dianawest.net. And I have a Patreon channel as well. And I am on Gab at Real Diana West.
Excellent. And of course, I'll have all those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to audreyrusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links that Diana shared. Thank you so much again, Diana, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then.
Thank you.
Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.
Bye for now.